Previously on Chastity.
No, I have shifted back to my true form.
Cherry, what's... You're
in. No, he saw me!
Wow. Oh, wow. The readings were right. An alien did land on campus today. All those things we talked about in class, extraterrestrials that can masquerade as humans living among us. It's true. It's all true.
This cannot be happening. Not after everything was turning out so well. An Earthling has already found out my secret, and I have not even been here for a whole day cycle.
This is amazing. Just wait until the professor hears about this.
Alexandre, no!
What's that? I've got something prepared for this. Do not worry, visitor from another galaxy. I mean you no harm. Allow me to be the first to welcome you to planet Earth. We are most grateful that you have deemed us worthy of your visitation. Please, vacate yourself from the bathroom stall you have hidden inside and allow me to escort you to meet one of our Earth scholars. He will be able to welcome you properly as an emissary of your species before contacting the authorities of our planet to-
No, Alexandre, no one can know of my presence on this planet. If it is discovered that I am here on Earth, the consequences could be catastrophic.
Please hear my words, noble traveler. I know you are afraid, unused to such strange surroundings on this alien world, but I can promise that the people of my planet will treat you with nothing less than the utmost respect.
You do not understand. It is not your people that concern me, Alexandre. It is mine. If it becomes known that I revealed my presence here on Earth, it could result in dire events back on my home planet.
I don't. Please, wanderer from beyond the stars, allow me to...
Why are you addressing me with such strange titles, Alexandre?
I don't know. It's just, well, I've kind of practiced this speech before, once or twice, just in case I ever met a real live alien. Of course, I never thought I'd be talking to it through a bathroom stall door. How do you wish me to address you, oh noble interstellar visitor?
By my name? Listen to me, Alexandre. No matter what you saw when you entered this restroom, I am still Cherry. Still that person who likes the same movies that you do, who was enjoying spending the day with you. Nothing you saw has changed that, so... Please, please, help me, Alexandre. You're my only hope.
Help you? How can I help you, mysterious nomad from Dist... Cherry?
I need you to get me out of here without anyone else seeing me. If you can just deliver me back to my room in the dormitory, I should be able to calm myself and regain my Earthling disguise.
Get you out of... Cherry, listen to me. You might be afraid of what'll happen if you reveal yourself, but look, you saw how those jocks were treating me before. People like me and the professor, who believe that there are aliens here on Earth, people think that we're fools. They laugh at us, treat us like we're jokes. If we could show them the truth, that aliens like you are actually here on Earth, it would vindicate us. It would show the entire world that... Cherry? Cherry? Are you crying?
Why should you care? Obviously, my own feelings on this situation are unimportant. You could be dooming my entire planet and species to destruction, but I suppose that is acceptable to you, as long as your own people no longer laugh at you. So go ahead and tell them all, if that is what you desire, Earthling. I can do little to stop you.
Hey, no, that's not what I was saying at all. It's just, jeez. Okay, just wait there, okay?
It is not as if I have many other options available.
So, now I wait. My fate. Left in the hands of one solitary Earthling. What will Alexandre do? Will he return to assist me? Or bring scientists to study and dissect me? In the short time I have known him, he has seemed like such a kind person. So warm and friendly. I can only hope that my impression of him is correct.
What the hell are you doing?
Sorry, I need this.
What? What is he?
Coast is clear, Cherry. Here, come on out and get under this.
You are alone, Alexandre?
Yeah, I'm alone, but not much longer if you don't hurry.
Okay. I am coming out.
All right, now, Oh, wow. Jeez, sorry. I'll look away.
Mm-hmm. What is it?
Nothing. When I saw you before, I didn't realize you were naked. Anyway, get under this tablecloth. It should cover you up so we can get you back to your room without anyone seeing you.
Very well, but I will not be able to see where I'm walking under this thick fabric.
Don't worry about it. I'll guide you. Mm. All right, there we go. Looks ridiculous, but it's not like we've got much of a choice.
Am I sufficiently concealed under this cloth of the table? Even my feet?
Wow, you're so tall in this form. You gotta be pushing 7 feet. You might need to bend your knees and hunch. There you go. Now you're totally covered. Nobody should be able to see anything.
Alexandre, I was wrong to doubt you. Thank you for helping me.
Don't go thanking me just yet. I still have to get you past all those people out there without anyone trying to sneak a peek under this tablecloth. All right, let's get going. Here, I'll put my hand on your shoulder and lead you. Just go where I point you. The door's just over there. There! No need to be so embarrassed, Cherry! We'll get you back to your room and all cleaned up. Whoops, watch your step. Take a slight left and head over this way, Cherry. There we go. Just take it slow and... Ugh, crap, here comes Ron. Heck natural.
Whoa, dude, is that Swedish chick under there? Why'd you do a ghost cosplay?
Very funny, Ron. You're such a jokester. We just had a bit of a messy incident in the restroom, that's all. I think there was something in the hot dog Cherry ate that upset her stomach. Might have come back up on her a little, I'm afraid. She asked me to cover her up so nobody saw her with puke all over her nice outfit. That's all. No big deal. Isn't that right, Cherry?
Yes, it is nothing you need to worry yourself over, Ron. Only a violent upheaval of my stomach's contents over my clothing. I will feel better once I have returned to my room and... cleaned myself up.
Yeah, see? We'll just get all this wiped up, and by the time we get back to Dreyfus Hall, everything will be back to normal.
Oh my. Alexandre is play-acting as if he's cleaning the vomit from the front of my clothing, but his hand is rubbing against my chest, against my bare breasts. I do not think he realizes what he's doing right now. Should I say something?
Anyway, we should probably get going. See you later, Ron!
Yeah, see ya. Jeez, sounds like those hot dogs are bad news. Maybe I shouldn't have eaten 5 of them.
Just over this way. There, we'll get this mess all mopped up in no time.
He's still doing it. I should tell him to stop, but... Oh, it does feel nice. Alexandre, I...
Shh, it's okay. We're almost there, Cherry.
Oh my. I cannot hold back any longer.
What is it, Cherry? Are you still feeling sick?
Your hand, Alexandre, it's rubbing my...
What? Oh, crap. Sorry. I'm so sorry, Cherry. That would have been shoulder height in your human form. All right, we're back at your room, Cherry. We made it.
Oh, thank you, Alexandre. Oh, thank goodness. I am safe now. Oh, no need for this ridiculous covering any longer. Oh, and my stomach is already feeling much better. Whatever effect that earthling food had on my constitution appears to be dissipating quickly. Oh, just need to breathe deeply. Focus my mind, and...
This is crazy. Absolutely insane. All this time I've wanted to meet an alien, and now here one is, attending the same school as me and everything. I only wish I could have had a proper look at her. Jeez, when she comes out of the bathroom, what am I gonna say to her? So many questions to ask, so much to learn. What should
Alexandre, I... Alexandre, I have composed myself. Could you please provide me with some clothing from my suitcase?
Sure. Okay. Let me just find something here for you. All right, here's a blouse, here's a skirt. Okay, I've got it. Open the door.
Please, hand the clothing through to me.
Sure, here it is.
I believe you have forgotten something, Alexandre.
Huh? What?
Well, I will also be requiring undergarments.
Right.
Something wrong?
No, just give me a second here. Nope, nothing the matter at all. Just picking out a bra and panties for the hot alien girl. That's it. No big deal. Just the kind of thing I do every weekend. I totally touched lacy white underwear before.
Did you say something?
No, nothing. One set of undergarments, as requested.
Thank you very much. Now, please, allow me a moment to get dressed.
Sure thing. I'll just, wait out here.
There. How do I look? Have I completely concealed my true form?
Yeah, sure. You look just like you did when I met you this morning. No sign of... Okay, I guess I should come right out and ask. So, now that I know, what happens next?
It is as I told you, Alexandre. The penalty for me being discovered on Earth would be extremely dire for me and my planet. And right now, you are the only Earthling that knows my secret.
Wait, you're not saying...
I apologize, Alexandre. Truly, I do. You were very kind to help me escape detection, but... I'm afraid I cannot let you leave this room alive.
Next time on Chastity...
Wait! You don't have to do this!
The list is long, but before I leave this planet, I will experience it all. Every last one.